Meow.
What the hell?
Cats.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Northwestern football coach David Braun, fresh off a remarkable season and getting ready for an even more kind of bizarre one, fresh off meeting some of the other new coaches. I mean, my God, four new teams in the conference. David, welcome to the show. He's on the Score hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate talking to you, and we're looking forward to another season with the Cats. How crazy is it and I know you knew it's coming, and we knew what was happening and who the teams were, but gosh, there's something about seeing a duck in the water in Indianapolis that threw me for a loop.
It's, I'll tell you what, it's pretty wild. You know, I mean, sitting in meetings this past spring and, you know, 18 head coaches and, you know, schools that span the entire country. You know, it's going to be really exciting for our programs. You know, the Big Ten has always been a phenomenal conference. The competition level is only getting more difficult. You know, there's some travel ramifications and logistics to work through, right. But my gosh, you know, I would argue it's the best conference in college football and a great stage and great opportunity for our guys to be put on full display and have competitive weeks week in and week out.
What a difference a year makes, David, because you were thrust into the job, a lot coming at you in terms of that crisis. You handled it the way you handled it. Your back was against the wall, and you came out punching, and you were the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Congratulations. Now you have the weight of those expectations. I don't know if it's heavy or not, but how different is the challenge when you are expected maybe to maintain the success that you achieved last year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really unique. I mean, so much of last year was just taking it one day at a time and, you know, just being there to support our guys and our program. And, you know, to our guys' credit, they banded together and, you know, like you said, our backs were against the wall and, it galvanized the team. We battled our tails off, found a way to, you know, really improve each and every day. And, you know, on the back end of the season, really caught a hot streak, which was so fun to be a part of. And, you know, I think that's the challenge moving forward is as much as we can, you know, be proud of what this team achieved last season. This is a new collection of guys. There's new coaches. This group, this 111 guys that we have on the roster and this staff, that this group hasn't achieved anything yet. You know, we have to keep that chip on our shoulder. We have to keep that edge. And, you know, we just have to take one day at a time. We're a developmental program. You know, we're going to have to find ways to win in the fourth quarter, play complementary football, find a lot of different ways to win games. And, you know, we're going to have to do that by developing every single guy on this roster.
I've seen the drawings and the diagrams of what it's going to look like at Martin Field, I guess they're calling it. That's the on-campus area overlooking Lake Michigan. It looks like it's going to be fantastic, but obviously quite an intimate setting, and we know that the stadium is being rebuilt and it'll be back for 2026. Is there a chance there are two games scheduled for Wrigley Field? I read Jim O'Donnell saying that maybe you could play another one there depending on how the Cubs work out this year. How malleable are plans for the schedule with the stadium gone and the 15,000 seat area available to you?
No, the plan is to play five games on the lakefront and okay. Two at Wrigley. We're thrilled about both. Tickets have gone on sale. You know, our team that works in ticketing and development has done such a good job of really bringing our fan base together, creating excitement. You know, all involved in this project have really, you know, thought thoroughly through what this is going to look like for our fan base, for our season ticket holders, for our students being right here on campus. I mean, that was such a priority to us. We have something so exciting to look forward to in 2026 with the new Ryan Field, but you know, how do we build momentum into that? And being on campus five times and really being able to engage our students and really have home games, especially for our, you know, our juniors and seniors in their last couple years. It's going to be really unique to your point. I like the word intimate. It's going to be exciting. We should be able to create a home field advantage. And, you know, at the end of the day, it'll be imperfect, but it's going to be ours. And it's something that I know as it's getting built and our guys are working out on Martin Field for their summer workouts, you can just tell that there's an excitement building within our team about having an opportunity to play right here on campus.
Well, you're used to those kinds of crowds in that kind of stadium. I mean, whether it's North Dakota State, Winona State, Northern Iowa, this is more conducive or what you're used to, David. I also wonder this, because of it's a very unique situation, but if it's something that you believed in enough, according to a report, that you donated some of your own money, you and your wife pledged some money toward the stadium project. Is that accurate, and what compelled you to do so?
Yeah, no, it is accurate. It was just one of those things as it became very clear that that this was a possibility. It's something that we could pull off. You know, there's certainly some financial ramifications that come up with such a short-term project like this. And, you know, I was speaking pretty boldly about, you know, my support and conviction that this was in the best interest of, you know, our student athletes, our students here on campus, our campus community, all our stakeholders. And then, you know, Kristen and I are out for dinner one night. And, you know, it's just one of those things, if you're going to speak with such conviction and such passion about something, you know, as a family, we just decided to put our money where our mouth was. And, you know, it's only a small part of that, but hopefully it was, a sign that, you know, if I'm going to speak that boldly, if as a family we're going to support that way, we better be willing to back it financially as well.
When we think about the success that you guys had last year and sort of the unexpected success, if you will, you know, just given the sudden change, obviously things had to feel, you're coming off a pretty bad season and things, you managed to communicate with your players, you managed to bring that team together. That team was better than the individual parts, if I might say that. And I think it's a real tribute to the job you did. How much different or how much easier will this be? Or is it once again sort of balancing all the different roles that you have to put together?
You know, I think it's really just, a brand new challenge. And, last year I was calling the defense. You're taking it one day at a time. You're trying to figure out how to be a head coach. I'm still trying to figure out how to be a head coach with all the things that come across your desk. But at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is a bunch of people, you know, in this program, checking their ego at the door, going to work and putting at the forefront of all our decision-making, what's in the best interest of our guys to put them in the situations to have a great experience and thrive on Saturdays and some Fridays this year. But, you know, you said it perfectly. You know, when the Cats are at their best, we play great team football. We're better together. We certainly have some really, really good players, but you know, some of the guys that really contributed heavily late in the season were guys that we did not anticipate playing a ton of football for us, but they continued to improve. They stepped up. We played with depth. We complimented one another in all three phases. I mean, Utah, we win a game 14-7. The Illinois game looked very different. You know, we were struggling to stop those guys defensively, and our offense stepped up. There were special teams plays that played a role. And, you know, for us, it can't be about, you know, just highlighting individuals. We got to play team football. And, you know, the one thing that this team needs to embody is no one expects us to have success in this new Big Ten, and that's okay. We don't care what anyone else thinks. All that matters is what we're doing within the program and make sure that we embody that edge and, you know, carry a chip on our shoulder and show up every weekend, ready to, bring on the competition and find a way to win games in the fourth quarter.
Offensively, Cam Porter is back for his fifth season. You know a lot about him. Mike Wright, your quarterback, you don't necessarily know a lot about him on the field. This is his third stop from Vanderbilt to Mississippi State to now Northwestern. That's the way college football works these days. What can we expect from Northwestern offensively?
You know, it at the end of the day, it does start with the run game. That doesn't mean that we don't anticipate being explosive in the passing game and utilizing Bryce Kurtz and A.J. Henning and the guys on the perimeter. But, you know, I tell our guys frequently, you know, explosiveness is a result of efficiency. We have to be efficient in our run game. We have to be efficient in our passing game, take what the defense is giving us, force defenses to really start to load the box. And that's where, you know, explosive plays can really start to show up on the perimeter and in the drop back pass game. Cam Porter is going to lead that room. He is just such a model of everything that we stand for in terms of the way he carries himself, the way that he works, the selfless leader that he is. And, you know, there's other guys in that room, and Joe Hyman and Caleb Komolafe, that we're really excited about. You know, and then, you know, at the quarterback position, Jack Lausch had a great spring, really developed, brought in Mike Wright. You know, Northwestern heavily recruited Mike out of high school, high character, great team guy. He's already started to really fit in with our team in a short time over the summer workouts. Excited about what Mike brings to the table. You know, excited for Mike and Jack to duke this thing out and compete throughout fall camp, and really confident that, you know, Zach Lujan is going to do a great job with that entire room and make sure that we're developing our quarterbacks and, you know, creating depth in that room.
David Braun. David, thank you. Always a joy to catch up with you. Congratulations on everything that's going on, and we look forward to another fun year.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you so much, guys.
That is David Braun, Northwestern coach. Come on, you got to love that
guy. I love talking to college football coaches.